Thank you for calling XPO. This is Terrell. How can we help you?
Yes. My name is Mark Dawson. I'm calling from Home Depot, and I'm
What's the
calling to
order
find
number?
out that, the order number is H0415-222623.
All right, just a second. Identify the match with that. Was there another order number, or can I get the telephone number that was used?
760-608-2441.
All right, just a second. He has to search the database.
They know what that is. Okay, so total with tax is 611.
Not in the phone call you have to customer?
I don't have the ability to do it. I'm sorry.
I'm still with you. We're still searching. Still searching.
Hey Mark, how did you tell me to do this multiple? You going to have like two gift cards and a regular credit card. Yeah, you can do it up there if you want to, sure. That's not a problem.
It's easy to do, but you can go for it.
Okay.
Still searching, Mark.
Okay. Did you get the information?
All right. Verify the customer name and address.
Customer's name is Nancy, and the last name is Hodge. H-O-D as in David, G as in George, E.
And the address?
24453 South 194th Street, Queen Creek, 85142.
All right. And what's the reason for your call?
She had paid for an install on a built-in oven. And they rescheduled her. She was supposed to do it on the 2nd or get a measure on the 2nd. Then they scheduled to the 4th. Then somebody called her and told her they didn't know when they would get to her. So she's all upset about it. And I'm just trying to find out what's going on. Or do you guys have her schedule to get to her for this? Or because she's got the oven sitting in her home.
Yeah, shows that the customer wasn't rescheduled from the last time, from February the 2nd.
Yeah, February so, and then they told her the 4th, then they told her they didn't know when they'd be able to get to her or something, so she's all upset about it.
Hold on, yeah, the note says the system shows the months of February and March in yellow. She informed the customer that she will send a special request to the home office and a text service requesting that she be contacted with the next available day. And that was on the 5th, yesterday. Let me check and see what I can reschedule for.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find out if anything had been done so far, because it seems like I handed it over to one of the other guys, the managers here, and I don't think anything happened, so I'm just trying to find out what the results are so I can contact her myself, because I don't think anybody called her yesterday.
Yeah, and the representative was right. It is blacked out or out of capacity when we tried to reschedule. So there's some technical issues going on with this order.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, we were unable to schedule, actually.
You know what the problem was?
Now, when we tried to schedule, it says out of capacity. So it appears the technician is not available. And it's like that for the next 2 months.
So there's only one tech who does that stuff?
At this time, the only service provider was Surreal Logistics and KB Wall Works. Now, there was a special request sent yesterday. I'm not seeing any updates or any responses. I could send another one just to make sure.
I appreciate that.
All right. You're welcome. Just a second. I'll place you on a brief hold.
I don't know what to do with this lady.
What's that?
I don't know what to do with this lady.
You're
talking to XPO? You know you're wounded, right?
Me? Well, as you know.
Just a second, Mark.
Okay.
Just a second. All right, and I escalated that up the ladder just to make sure that this customer get a call back.
Okay, and what was your name again?
Terrell.
Can you spell that for me?
Terrell,
T-E-R-R-E-L-L. Okay, I got it. I got it. I didn't hear you right. Okay.
Oh, it's okay.
All right. I appreciate your help.
Oh, no problem. Was there anything else we could help you with?
No, they'll do it for right now. So, but I appreciate you trying to assist.
Oh, no problem. And thanks for calling XPO2.
All right.
All right.
Thanks.
You have to call.